Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 11/19 of the 2020. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you this. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to read it to you one more time. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath sent his love upon me. And therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in a trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And you know, I'll tell you what, lest we forget what the Lord Jesus had to say, let's read Luke 21. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and a great earthquake shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful signs and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Sell it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, and all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth. The distress of nations, with perplexity the sea, and waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them, for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. There is a promise to all of that, and the Lord Jesus has told you. And the also, I'm going to tell you, if you still do not understand, and parents talk to your kids about it, maybe, or kids talk to your parents about it, the fact that all the people that's going to betray you may cause you to lose your life. But he says then later, and a verse or two later, he says, but not a hair on your head shall perish. Well, how is that? How is that? That is because, you see, that is because, well, you need to ask the Lord Jesus about that. Is it because you and your possession possess your soul, like he says in the next verse? Yes! Don't give it up! Don't give in to the Lucy! Don't take the mark of the beast. Don't go down in up into their Luciferian knife out of fight. Now, all the stuff that is going on is just beyond belief. But I'm gonna address enemy here, and I'm gonna take up the low hanging fruit of the Giuliani and the Sidney Powell and the press conference, and then Joe Biden and all the stuff. But let's talk about the balloons. Let's talk about the alleged Google balloons, the alleged, you see, balloons. But really, it's red Chinese, allegedly red Chinese command and control balloons that are launched by them under the auspices or the guise of a Google, you see, allegedly. But here's what happened. We had a balloon up in northern Nevada launched up in there, and this is about a day or a couple days ago. And that Nevada balloon may have been the one that may have done some pulsing to create earthquakes in Idaho, maybe. Or did they use a energy weapon and shoot a little lightning bolt out and create a bigger fire in California? All right, there was also a second one that was in California, and these were launched out at sea and came over, you see. This one did, the California one. But here's what allegedly I'm going to tell you, all right? And I just tell you this. All I know is that my background information, the deep background, tells me that a fighter jet went up, took a look at the one up over Nevada, which also could look down at Area 51 and Nellis and all of the, and S4 and all of the most secret sites in the United States, plus Edwards and the whole nine yards at 61, 62, 70,000, wherever they were at, feet, altitude. They can also look at the Ant Farm at Tehachapi, and they can also look down at the Skunk Works and all of the things where you might see something come out of the hole, you know? But here's the deal. A fighter jet, U.S. military fighter jet, went up and took a look at that loony over there, and pretty quickly that loony came down to the ground. You understand? You got it? And then the one that was over California went a little more out into a non-populated area, up into the Sierras, let's say. And then lo and behold, a fighter jet came around it, and then a different one. And it came down to the ground. You got it? You understand? Now, let's say that went up in Nevada, that said fighter jet went on a little racetrack on a circular, staying overhead, watching, and then allegedly a military helicopter came in and landed on the ground and took possession, perhaps, of the wreckage of the balloon platform. These are not a little weather balloon with a little box at the bottom or some idiot nut from, you know, somewhere on a lawn chair. These are 25, 30-foot long platforms with every kind of sophisticated signal intelligence, antenna, transmitter, camera that can read your wristwatch or what you're texting on the phone or look at your veins on the top of your hand and identify you by them. And they have a little ion engine that helps them to move these around, you know. They can go a little faster than they do. They usually are moving around about 15 knots. But they can go up to 40 or 50 knots from what we've seen over the past months. But be that as it may, we had two of those taken out, taken down. So what were they up to? Well, I'm going to tell you what. Whatever they were up to, they were done the same thing the way that when we saw back a few months ago that the trajectory of the one coming over Texas that dipped back down into Mexico when we talked about it on air and then came back up and was headed straight on a timing to go over to the first SpaceX launch from Cape Canaveral. And that one, if you recall, a little jump jet, like perhaps an F-35 jump jet, came up from an old rancho outside of San Antonio somewhere. Maybe that was under the guise or under the utilization of or at the bequest of the No Such Agency, which is located out down there in the San Antonio, one of their big HQs. But whatever it was back then, that went up to about 38, 40,000 feet, and whoosh, and there it went. And then that loony balloon came down. Then last Thursday, I told you about some that were off the coast or right around New Orleans, okay? And then I told everybody and warned peace officers and the different people in the military that there could be a possibility of sabotage or hits on refineries, tank farms, chemical plants, junctures and pipeline type things, or on oil and gas rigs, okay? Well, the next day, last Friday, as you recall, I told you that there was about 8 military helicopters doing search patterns, and they moved that googie balloon, the goofy balloon, moved way up into the Gulf, okay? Out in the international waters, you see. So consequently, we had that search pattern and they were looking for something. I suggested they might be looking for little boys from a rubber ducky, you know, that came up from below, or that there was some saboteurs, red Chinese most likely in the area. And I cited the history of chemical plants and stuff being blown in Houston in the past year or two, and then subsequently one we're reading about in the deep background or in the international news about a, you know, the very next week or 3 days later, a chemical plant blowing up somewhere in China. This is the tit for tat we've been talking about. We've been at war for some time with these jamokes, okay? So I'm going to tell you what. So now, today we had one that was outside of New Orleans, maybe a little bit close to Gulfport, you know, that area. But it was out in the Gulf a little further. But I'm going to tell you what, they were doing something, and there may be a red Chinese sub sitting right down there in the Gulf, and nobody's paying attention to it. But I'm going to tell you what, now today another 6 Sikorskis, U.S. military helicopters, we're doing search patterns in and around New Orleans and out into the Gulf. So I think they're looking for either a red Chinese sub or a Russian sub or an Iranian sub, or, but I suspect red Chinese. Now, if they got one of them shoot 'em up hoop-de-doos there in the missile silo of the Russia, of the Chinese sub, well, then why, they could just take out the New Orleans. They could just take out Houston. They could just take out a number of different places. with perhaps they even have the MIRV technology, which they do. All right, multiple reentry vehicle technology. Or they got a hyper, just a hypersonic, and it just goes whoosh, and it's about a minute, and that's it. Kabowie. There goes all the, you know, all the refineries from New Orleans up to Geismar, you know, or something. You know what I mean? So, Geismar is on the river, is on the Mississippi River, where they have a lot of chemical plants up in that area. It's all chemical and refineries, different stuff from Baton Rouge on down to New Orleans. All right. Now, that is a reality, and that is the truth. Now, I'm going to tell you what. We're taking a look here now, and now we see this press conference that was held. I sent an email a couple days ago, just a couple items in the email, and what I said and who I sent it to, you'll get the picture. But what I said was, you know, and it's ironic, I was talking about Andrew Jackson. I said, you know, Andrew Jackson partnered up with old Jean Lafitte, and they risked it all and fought the bloody British at the Battle of New Orleans, really out by Chalmette, all right? And old Andy Jackson risked it all, and he was up on the high ground with the cannon and the troops, and then old Lafitte and his guys were, you know, shoot them cannonballs. I remember what was the Johnny Horton song. 1814, we took a little trip along Colonel Jackson down in mighty Mississippi. Took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we fought the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. Fired our guns, the British kept it coming. Fired once more. Bah, bah, bah. You know, you remember that song if you're old. If not, look it up. The fact is that here we go. And then I said, you know, in this email, I said, you know, that's interesting. He risked it all and won. Okay. And won and went on to become, you know, president of the United States, etc. But I said, JFK was the smart boy and he had all the information, all the deep background. And his daddy was big in the bond market and also in the, you know, ambassadorial market, because he had to go to Britain and get into there to, so he could take control of the Scotch market. For those who don't know that JFK's daddy took control of the Scotch market, and they had to pay him a certain percentage per bottle of every bottle of Scotch that was imported, okay? For years and years and years, all right? Cutty Sark era onward. Anyway, JFK didn't bring it out into the public. He made the one speech about blasting the CIA and the smithereens to 1,000 pieces or whatever he said in that one speech, which is hard to find that on online, by the way. And you can find it, but it's not easy to find. You have to understand it. I think it was to the American University or something like that. But he had fired, you know, the director of the CIA, and fired the number two boy, you know. He fired Dulles and Cabell. And then Cabell's brother was Mayor Dallas, wasn't he? And I told that story last week. I'm not going to tell it again, although we're coming quickly up on Thanksgiving or just right prior to. When President Kennedy was assassinated by elements of the, let's call it the military-industrial complex, okay? The CIA, whatever it might be, all right? And they were involved with all kind of military people and also the FBI and all of that. And you remember J. Edgar Hoover said that we should, you know, in one of the statements, he said we should give that information to George Bush of the CIA. And then we look at where Bush was, and he was staying allegedly at the Hotel Adolphus around the corner, which supposedly was the headquarters. All right. And all of that. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I told you I was sitting there with Grodin, Robert Grodin, House Select Committee on Assassinations. You know, photographic expert. Grogan's got some great books. The Killing of a President, that's got pictures in it you won't believe. And he also has another book, Robert Grodin has a book called The Search for Lee Harvey Oswald. Then he shows you all the different pictures of all the different Oswalds. And then he shows you all kind of stuff, you know. And then you get in there with who a badge man might have been, and you get into all the different stuff. And was he, a Dallas cop who also had possibly been codenamed Mandarin, as Colonel Bo Greitz told me one time, and I think that's in his book, Colonel Bo Greitz's book, Call to Serve, I believe what he called it, wasn't it? Call to Serve, Colonel Bo Greitz. So there's a lot of stuff on here, and there's a lot of history of the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States being against and assassinating or participating in or allegedly ordering the assassination or doing stuff with it, using cutouts in the mob and various other kites and stuff. I mean, it's just a question. You also have like the Jean-Paul Suetra, you know, Jean-Paul Suetra. He probably was a shooter in the Dow Tech building, all right? But there was others, and this thing was all done. And I noticed I was talking to a young guy the other night who's a real smart guy. And I was talking to him where he works, and I go in there and I talk to him periodically. But he really didn't know anything about the Kennedy assassination. I thought to myself, man, this is like a whole nother generation or two generations since then, you know? And consequently, I suggest that everybody, if you do not know about it, then you should try to get a hold of the Men That Killed Kennedy videos, DVDs from the History Channel or whatever, the Men Who Killed Kennedy. And then also the movie by Oliver Stone and JFK, which is fairly accurate. And the old judge from New Orleans, who was one of the guys that was trying to prosecute a case against people who have participated in the, you know, assassination. I can remember as a kid and asking my mom if I could get $5 or cash in my quarters and pennies and dimes, and she could get me a $5 bill so I could send it to the judge, Judge Garrison, to help him in his campaign to try to get after the people who killed the president. Anyway, all of that's a side issue at this point in time, other than we still have an Attorney General, William P. Barr, a.k.a. Robert Johnson, back in the days of Camp Robinson, when he shut down at the bunker there, the military bunker, when he shut down Operation Centaur Rose, that had been run by Poppy Bush, called Black Rose, and also Jade Bridge, and another one or two there. And then he started up Operation Screwworm, which is going to be run out of Guadalajara, Mexico. And so now he got him as the Attorney General. And you have all these people in the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, allegedly the DNI, and all the EIEIOs, okay, Comey, Strzok, Page, the Orrs, Baker, all these different people, you see, Clapper, Brennan, all these people who 2-3 years ago we knew that they should be indicted because if nothing else, a lot of them signed off, Comey, McCabe, all these people signed up on the FISA warrant with false information. and we knew that they did stuff that is beyond the pale and participated in a coup d'etat against a validly electing sitting president, Donald J. Trump. Okay? And you see, then he appoints all this to the big brouhaha, and all the information comes out. These emails all come out. The FISA court stuff comes out. The Mueller case doesn't get Trump. The first impeachment doesn't get him. The second one doesn't get him. The whole call about the Ukraine doesn't get him. None of it gets him because there's nothing to get him on. But then, you know, Barr's going to assign his tough Bull Durham is going to be the tough guy to go get it. Now, it seems as though Bull Durham is Brady Cat scared to shit over the damn Democratic challenger Joe Biden. He's scared from the CIA, or he never was really doing anything to start with, or was never supposed to get it, and consequently we're at the end of Trump's thing, perhaps the time of his first term, and you got an attorney general who hasn't done jack doodly to indict people in one of the largest cases. Now we have another case. We have another case involving massive voter fraud. I don't know if you heard the whole thing today. If you're watching CNN, different stuff, you won't. And if you listen now, they're only playing select sound bites to make it look like even the Fox Kristen or whatever her name is, and John Roberts, I saw right before I came on. Well, there's no evidence. You know, Giuliani read evidence and read one of the affidavits and named the name of the person. He went into great detail of how many votes were stolen and stuff in Pennsylvania, how many were stolen in Michigan, Wisconsin, and how they were waiting to pursue the proper remedies in a day or two to file other lawsuits, okay? They also then had Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell is an excellent attorney and also was General Flynn's attorney. She knows exactly where the bodies are buried of all this crap. And she brought out the entire thing about Dominion, the Smartomatic, and how they are owned, Smartomatic, whatever, owned through money in Venezuela, Cuba, allegedly Red China, and how they have different names for these machines and the software, and how the software is even shown online, how it can be connected to, and how you can hack it by being connected to the internet, and how basically the votes for the United States presidential election from many states were actually counted in Germany by firms owned by enemies of the United States, the Venezuelans, who originally worked for Chavez to steal his elections, and then now to the, Moderno. I was going to say Mirador, but Moderno. So if you did not get to see that, try to find the whole thing and watch it. Now, the problem is, they asked her, one of the reporters asked her from the field and said, there's been reports of U.S. Special Operations Forces taking control of servers in Germany that were supposedly related to a CYTL or SCYTL allegedly corporation that was counting the votes for the Smartmatic Dominion crews from the United States elections. And that Sidney Powell talked about ratios involved in these things where Biden gets a vote for Biden is 1.25. A vote for Trump is 0.75. And that's the algorithm. They keep it ahead. They watch it in real time. And even up allegedly in Michigan, the Dominion head honcho was up in Michigan making sure that that stuff was done. She also talked about how you can use these programs to drag and dump, you know, like in a trash bin, like you do, if you delete something on your computer, or drag over and then flip and change if you need to. They also talked about at 4:30 in the morning, Wayne County. I believe that was in Detroit, or maybe it was Philadelphia. You'll have to look it up. But basically, they came in at 4:30 in the morning with 100,000 ballots. And these ballots were marked with a perfect little zero or round dot in the mark for Joe Biden for president. But nothing else was voted on. 100,000 of them, and allegedly, they fed them through three times. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, it appears that this election was definitely stolen from President Trump with the help of allegedly the CIA and the DIA and the EIEIO and whoever, and the DHS, the Department for Human Sacrifice, who had all of these Dominion, Seidel, all these Smartmatic, all these companies. It used to be called Sequoia, and I remember when Sequoia had trouble. I remember talking about that a few years ago, because back then, the then Secretary of State of Georgia back then did an experiment and showed you right in an experiment that they showed on television to where they had a guy down the hall and he had a set number of people from his office vote those machines. They then read the totals off, wrote that down a piece of paper, and then somebody said, okay, go. And the guy down the hall, and then lo and behold, and about 5 minutes later, they looked at the totals, and all the totals were changed. I allegedly believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that that was Sequoia. Well, did Sequoia become Dominion or Smartmatic or this one or that one or Seidel or Kabidel or Bigabagaboogabagalaga? Whatever the heck it is. City Powell said they keep changing the names, all right? So do we just let socialist enemies and the red Chinese change this election and vote it in with Biden, the guy that allegedly they gave $1.5 billion to Joe Biden, China Joe's son, so he can make hundreds of millions a year off investing their money, and that allegedly they also got at least $10 million up front just for the right to talk and negotiate, which then allegedly Hunter said half of that goes to daddy, all right? So what are you going to do? And then a lot of people are getting scared. Karl Rove's getting scared. Because I tell you what, see, he's Bush, he's CIA, allegedly. You got all these senators starting to tap dance, hookah booka booka. And, well, why is that? Well, because the CIA's got the blackmail on them. Now, Esper's been fired, and all this stuff is going on. At the same time, we have some hope, maybe from vaccines. But at the same time, you see, we also have the Regeneron, the multi-clonal antibodies, then we have the Eli Lilly monoclonal antibody, all right? But then you have some of the vaccines, we don't know what's really in them. Some people are starting to talk about what's in AstraZeneca, their vaccine, and that's with Oxford, I believe, over in England. And I tell you, that AstraZeneca vaccine supposedly has got male Caucasian fetal DNA in it and different monkey DNA in it and all kind of great stuff, you see. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, whether everybody should take one, but that's going to be up to you. But I don't want some kind of a thing that's got, what do they call that stuff, allegedly the Aura Gel, which is like a component of one of the vaccines or the delivery system, that when it goes in your body, it then kind of coagulates up and kind of coagulates into a certain gel, and becomes almost like a chip. And then I told you that last week, I told you about the 6G satellite that the Chinese had up and all of that stuff. And I said also how Mimic was taken down, and then out of the Arctic area, this massive pinkish-white cloud comes over the whole of North America, covers it all up. Well, then a couple days ago, or a few days ago, Mimic came back up. And then it went down again, and to find it, I had to go to Mimic TPW-1, click through, and then at that page, click through to Mimic TPW-2, and it, lo and behold, it popped up. And then for the last few days, these massive, like, I would call them like tiger teeth coming up from like South America, and that white ancient like technology, kind of like energy, like teeth coming out, and one of them was going right through, coming right up through the southern part of the United States and went right through Kansas City. So I don't know if they were, that tooth was looking for a certain bird or what was going on. But I'm going to tell you, we're very close to a civil war, B, release of another bioweapon like Chaparay or whatever, the Chaparay in Bolivia, which can be transmitted through human fluids again, all right? And it's getting real nasty, and apparently some people have had it. Of course, there's rats and mice involved, or polecats, or bats, or whoever the heck's involved with it. Oh, incidentally, I did see something the other day that for back years ago in the 90s and in the early 2000s, even before I was on air or when I was sitting on the Quayle Hagman Report Forum back then, before I got kicked off. But anyway, the fact is that that time period, it used to be east of the Mississippi, squirrels chewed on the wires of the power station, or the major power substation, and then the power grid in the local areas or in the regional area would go down. West of the Mississippi in those days, it was birds pooping on the wires and on the insulators and the different components of the power substations. I remember one time there were poop birds that took out the power for a while at LAX, if you recall, back at a certain period of time. And, oh, that's the very thing. So I saw last week, squirrels had chewed on the wires east of the Mississippi somewhere. I forget where it was. I don't know if it was Ohio, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, wherever it was. And so I just want to let you know that I knew then that we're going to have that kind of an idea. All right. And let's see what we got here. Okay. I'm looking for a certain story that I had here. Oh, here it is, right there. There it is, right there. Okay. Let's see. There we got it. Anyway, they're talking about this as a... They're talking about state-sponsored actors very likely looking to attack. And, of course, they're blocking this thing right now, my screen. Very interesting. State-sponsored actors, it was CBC News. State-sponsored action says China, Russia, Iran, North Korea are talking about the possibility oh boy, they're really messing with my computer here. The possibility, let's just say it, of doing a cyber attack or doing an attack on the power grid of the United States. So we're back once again to 1 Second After. If you've never read that book, you should. 1 Second After by William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, of Forge Books. Should be able to find that one. All right. So anyway, I've got to get out of this thing because that deal, they will not let me look at that at all. Okay. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that is something that you may have to look forward to. That could easily be done by hypersonic missile. Could be done by a EMP of a nuke over, say, Nebraska or western Kansas that takes out all the power grids. It could be done cyber-wise. But if they do it cyber-wise, then it doesn't take out the automobiles or the trucks. A lot of the computers that you have or the accounts at your local bank and all of that kind of stuff, you see. Doesn't take those out, does it? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, now we're going to have lockdowns and curfews in California, the school shut down in New York, when the CDC, the director of the CDC today said that there's no reason that the schools anywhere in the United States should be closed, the K through 12 schools or even the higher education, because that's not where the spreads are coming from and the incidents. He says the data, Redfield said the data does not support what New York City and New York are doing, doesn't support other people like the Shawnee Mission School System and the Kansas side here. It's going to shut down their schools. All this stuff. What they're doing is shutting them down to create problems and to also force mothers or dads to not go to work so they can take care of the kids and get them up on the whole deal. You know, on the Zoom box and all of that crap. And meanwhile, some children in the early years have forgotten how to read. They've forgotten their numbers. They've forgotten the different things. And, oh, I'm telling you, these son of a bucks, these evil people, these Illuminati, these Luciferian worshiping scumbags at the top of the food chain, somebody ought to find them where they live and make sure they forget how to read, you know? Maybe about like a 6-foot hot poker up a backside, you know? A Vlad the Impaler sort of a thing, you know what I'm saying? That's satirical, of course. That is satire, isn't it? We have the right to satire opinions and we have the right to make an allegation based on the facts that we've seen somewhere else. But ladies and gentlemen, you have a scenario where the president, they tried to take him out with a coup d'etat, and now they've stolen the election, and probably he won by a fairly good amount. And now they're going to put China Joe, who allegedly took money from, through his family, from Red China, Russian, Ukraine, and all kind of people, and who's been playing around with some guy who was on the board of Pfizer, or who was in a, you know, big position with Pfizer, and now China Joe's playing around with him. China Joe's finding out about stuff on the vaccine and different stuff before Trump did. Don't kid yourself. And meanwhile, Commissar Kamala is just waiting until the big one happens or whatever happens, you know, under China Joe's 25th Amendment, you see. And meanwhile, remember when China Joe says to the police out there, just shoot him in the leg. Or do you remember back years ago when he was running again or when he was the vice president? Well, you've got a shotgun. If somebody comes to your door, shoot him with the shotgun. Remember that? Well, now he wants to make $34 billion minimum on a tax on your firearms. He wants to go after your AR-15 and others. Believe me, it's going to be a lot of others. I've got a printout over here of what they originally proposed that were assault weapons. And it's like 50 pages of descriptions of weapons. Excuse me. And China Joe wants to start. You're going to have to register your AR-15s in any magazines that you have over 10 rounds, and you're going to have to pay a tax on them. But that tax, I guarantee, is going to be annually. But he's going to pay some people to turn them in, you see. You've got a nice, really hot rod one, maybe a good one, you know. Might even have a good one, a good, nice, high-quality one with maybe a real nice ACOG or something on it. Well, China Joe will give you $300 for it or $200, you know, no problem. Just print that right up. He's going to get rid of all the school debt, all the college debt, which that's a better thing to do than some things they do with it. That would be better to do than to pay for all of the health care of all the illegal aliens. It would be better than if he then, after coming to take your guns and a civil war that he then invites the Red Chinese in, for why I call him China Joe, because they allegedly give him and his family a lot of money, and let them come in UN style to help out, to put down the rebellion of those filthy patriots, Trump supporters, deplorables, Christians, Jews, everybody who believes in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, right to petition the government to give for grievances, freedom of the press, right to bear arms. And why you would have that right. And right out of the old Declaration of Independence, we're going to read it one more time. Here we go. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That is the first law of the land, the Declaration of the Independence. And then that then had the Bill of Rights codified into the Constitution. But now all of the demon commie rats, quit calling them progressives or liberals. Demon commie rats, demon commie rats are saying, how do you re-educate 73 million people, the Trump voters, okay? Well, then they get into a Twitter talk about how they have to then put us into camps. Some even say they need to burn us. Some say they need to, you know, use the hydraulic guillotines that are going around and that are apparently in various military bases and various state capital areas and warehouses that are supposedly in the Ozarks in a certain federal warehouses underground, or that are up in Canada. Well, let me tell you what. All those Glock mags that are over 10, you're going to have to pay a tax on all of them? I think that's what old Doc Jack is sending me here. I bet that's what he is. So all the Glock mags, a lot of them are 15, 17, what have you. So $200 tax for each magazine on all the wonderful ARs, but also probably on any Glock magazine over 10 rounds. Now, don't you dare go out there and just get them 10-round mags. It's okay if you got a few of them. Well, let me tell you what. You know, this is getting to be what I talked about and read to you, that is the duty of American patriots per the Declaration of Independence. Reading the Declaration of Independence. Reading the Declaration of Independence. Declaration of Independence. Can you hear me out there? And they also want to. All of these demon commie rats want to shut down talk radio. They want to then bring people in. I guess de Blasio, who hates the Jews, apparently, in New York City, has got spies with spy glasses and telescopes and infrared looking into Jewish households, looking into people's homes to see if they're in violation of the COVID laws or the COVID rules, because there's no law there. Now, it's funny how the parochial schools in New York are all still have people in school. But they're going to cut down on all the public schools. Do you see what they're trying to do? They're trying to interrupt the development of your children and to dumb them down, to dumb them way down, and the next generation to be dumber yet, to where they won't even be able to read, you see. And then they can hook them up with some kind of a deal after they kill off about 5-6 billion of you, or try to, and then hook everybody else up into a Borg to be run by the 6G, 7G, or the 33G, whatever the hell it's going to be at that point in time. Well, I, for one, am not going to go down that road, you see. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. You keep me striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant about what is to come, and how to prepare. Anything is most welcome and needed. Federal Reserve notes or medals are the easiest and the best. Check okay. Send it to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And for all those who have said, I don't always get to send a thank you or everything every single time. I've been busy this past weekend. I've been trying to get some things done and also trying to, you know, stay above ground. You know what I'm saying? But we are still looking into these balloons, and for all the good guys out there in fighter jets and those who are placed the order for them and the Sikorskis and other military helicopters to go research them, God bless you, because you are defending the United States. And nobody else is telling you about it, but we're telling you about it, that allegedly these Red Chinese balloons are the command and control of the Red Chinese military and intelligence community. And that large portion of elements of the top slots, the Luciferians in the top slots in the U.S. intelligence community, that includes the FBI, CIA, DIA, all the EIEIOs, okay? That those people, you see, worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. And they take their orders from who? From the London banks and the New York Money Center banks. And from fallen angels who are still alive on this planet or have recently returned. I'll tell you what, you're going to see some stuff, men's hearts failing them, for what is going to be coming on to Earth. Either from down below or from in space. Get off the Twitter. Get off the Facebook. Get off using Google. Use a different server. Even if it's another big server, use somebody different. And you better go and you better get food. Ammunition has almost all disappeared. Online stuff is getting to be $2 a round. Oh, well, that's too expensive. I got to wait. No, you better get it while you can. Now, I will tell you what. I did see in the current upcoming, it's Bass Pro and Cabela's. They got some good buys. They got a Winchester Defender Pump Shotgun, 12-gauge. After rebate, it's $249.97. Okay? You got also... Very interestingly, a real good buy. It's what they call a Rocky Mountain 415 crossbow package. 200-pound draw weight on the crossbow. Arrow speed 415 foot per second. It has a telescopic sight on it. And you get a free cranking device. $199.97. That's a pretty darn good one. If you want a compound bow, just below that, there's one from Cabela's Optimus RTH package, $249, okay? There's also, if you can go on Black Friday itself, you can go into there, you can find yourself a Savage rifle, which is on the cover, you see, for $239. It's their Axis XP bolt action. Don't go into their loose spirit and knife down a pie. You stand. Stand for your family. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Use your statecraft. Use your legislation to take out the Chinese or the Russians or whoever would come against this nation. Incidentally, Sidney Powell said she was not sure of the special op that took those surfaces in Germany, both if they were the good guys or the bad guys. Be aware of that. And Dango Rangers, I know you're ready, but you need to go to the Tanner. Nicky Kapoor. For you. Stay on top. Road and track. Road and track. Yeah.